What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Spider-Man Far From Home, new Marvel movie out in theaters. Tom Holland, second standalone Spider-Man movie. I was a huge fan of the first Spider-Man movie. Very much influenced, I mean, directly referenced in the movie. Ferris Bueller had that kind of 80s teen comedy vibe to it. This one I didn't feel had that vibe. I didn't quite enjoy it as much. It was an entertaining movie, don't get me wrong. It takes place just after the events of Endgame. They call it a blip in this movie, where the people who were gone, when they came back, they aged 5 years, which is kind of odd to, you know, like, it's not as noticeable like the kids who've aged more, just because generally when movies cast kids, quote unquote, they tend to be older anyway. So it just kind of looked like potentially bad casting versus people that just looked older than everybody else. But overall, I mean, it was still enjoyable. It had introduced a new character, Mysterio, played by Jake Gyllenhaal, who I'm going to talk about spoilers. He kind of comes in as an ally, somebody who came from a different dimension because of the whole Thanos thing. And now he's here hunting down the quote-unquote elementals, which are monsters based on the elements. And then the elements being, you know, earth, wind, fire, water, those kind of elements. Which is interesting. So, you know, he gets introduced. He's fighting this, I think it was like a water monster or something like that. You know, and then you find out that he is, meanwhile, Spider-Man, Peter Parker, is given these glasses from, he's left these glasses from Tony Stark, who is dead, and there's memorials to him everywhere, which I believe is in a way an analog to also the death of Stan Lee. I don't think there was a cameo in this one of Stan Lee. Maybe I just missed it, but I don't remember seeing him anywhere in it. So he gets these glasses, and it kind of gives him access to all this extra weaponry and potential. Like, it gives, very similar to what Iron Man had in his helmet. That's what these glasses give Peter Parker. And Peter thinks that he needs to pass these on for some reason, that he's not worthy of them, so he gives them to Mysterio. And then that's when you find out that Mysterio is actually a bad guy. He is with a group of other people who have been wronged throughout the basically first part of the Marvel franchise. Like, it cuts to all these different scenes from these different movies where people, like scientists that have just been treated like shit throughout the movie, they all come together, and now that Tony Stark is dead, they're going to steal this technology and rule the world. And, you know, so it's interesting. The technology that they have, though, is that they're using drones and, like, hologram projectors. And when in combination, these drones have the projectors on them, and it's all programmed so they can do these giant, you know, that's how they make these monsters that aren't even real, right? He's fighting Mysterio, isn't real. The monsters aren't real. It's all a giant ruse that none of the Avengers can see. Like, for some reason, in this movie, in this universe of Marvel movies, there are no cameras that can detect anything other than light. There's no heat cameras. Like, if somebody just turned, you know, the little heat sensor camera on, they would have seen all of these little drones flying around inside the hologram. They would see that Mysterio isn't really even there, that the damage that's being caused is from the blasters on these drones. Like, nowhere in this movie that simple little technology that exists in movies since Predator, where you can see heat signatures doesn't exist in this movie. So it's like the premise for this thing to happen with these projectors and like holograms mixed with drones is just such a stretch. It's just such a stretch. That kind of took me out of the movie. Even though there are some really cool scenes involving the projector abilities and the drone abilities, where it's almost like a Dumbo kind of Alice in Wonderland type sequence where Peter Parker is almost basically hallucinating, but it's just he's like in this building that's not even a building. Like they kind of have, it's almost, if you were to use the mask technology in Mission Impossible, but for buildings and everything around you, that's just what this movie did. It kept ripping the mask off, and it's a mask under a mask, and it's a building under a building. And then, but it's just very inventive scenes in that, like, hallucination kind of scenes with Spider-Man. Fun action moments in this. It's very weird seeing, God, what's her name? Zendaya. After watching the first two episodes of Euphoria, which she's amazing in, going back to watch her in this more family-friendly performance is very interesting. She plays a kind of a similar type of person, but very the G-rated version of what Euphoria is. So it involves, it's also, you get Peter Parker and MJ, you get their kind of, you know, romance relationship kind of get started. The whole him going on another field trip with his class, which already happened in the first one, but then this one, you know, happens again. Like, it was okay. Like, I don't know. It just felt, there were some things in this that were just stupid. They were just so dumb. There's like a scene where one of his classmates he's jealous with, he took a picture of Tom Holland in a room where he's changing into a new spider suit, but he's there with a very attractive woman who gives him this new spider suit so he's able to perform this mission while he's on his field trip. This picture gets taken by this guy that's supposed to be, I think, a lot older. He's one of the blip kids. And he threatens to show MJ that he's getting laid out in Europe. And Peter Parker doesn't want that to happen. And he tries to use the glasses to get rid of it and accidentally calls a drone strike. And during the drone strike, he keeps losing the glasses. And then he has to, like, it was very, very cheese, which I kind of get that probably the comics were cheese, but it was a little bit too much cheese. And it just, I don't know. Fucking just turn on the heat signature goggles. And this whole movie is stupid. This whole movie makes no sense. His Spidey sense, his Peter tingle is not even an issue. Like, the one other thing besides just heat vision that Peter Parker has isn't working through this whole movie, so he's susceptible to this projectors, these freaking holograms. It was okay. This movie was okay. Very weak for a lot of levels, but it was entertaining. That's all I have to say. Spider-Man, it's whatever. There's not a whole lot great out in theaters right now, but it's not the premise of the bad guy thing with the holograms. I'm not buying it, people. But that's it for this episode. New episodes daily. Subscribe on IGTV, YouTube, and everywhere else podcasts are found. Go buy my artwork over at inspireddisorder.com and save 10%. When you use coupon code INSPIRED at checkout. At Ray Taylor for me on all social media. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!